Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Peeris. Like I made mention, it's sad that cricket is having a little bit of a slumber in terms of the world stage. Right, the Indian women are playing against Australia A. In fact, Australia A versus Indian women A. The third ODI game is now underway, and Australia, a short while ago, the women were 102 for the loss of 2 wickets. We all know that these two teams, alongside England and even New Zealand, are rated among the top 5 in the women's section. Sadly, yesterday's T20 game in the big league between Greens and Greys, the match was abandoned. In the rugby arena, we do have a bit of news for you. The Lady Jayathiraka Shield between St. Thomas's and St. Joseph's is scheduled to be played tomorrow, the 16th, and that will be a very interesting game. Thomians so far will be favourites. But the biggest event in the friendly games for the trophies is obviously the Bradby coming up on the 23rd, which we will keep you posted. Well, that's it on our limited cricketing news and rugby news for today. But we'll have more of the latest for you tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, we also want to inform all our listeners that Tony Amit, the former Zairian and Sri Lanka's coach, rugby coach, who also played a lot of cricket, is to be felicitated tomorrow, the 16th, for his immense contribution to his alma mater, Zahira College, where he learned the rudiments of the game. And we've been informed that he's been one of the greatest sportsmen that this institution has produced. So congratulations, Tony Amit, and we wish you all the very best. Right, just get your headsets on and listen to a piece of music.